Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Always.
Awesome. Today, we're going deep into the world of crypto trading, specifically how it's evolving and what that might mean for you, the listener.
Sounds exciting.
Yeah, it is. And our guide for this deep dive is a super interesting Medium article from Av AI.
Of AI.
Right, they're this platform that's like claiming to be a one-stop shop for all things crypto trading.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, and their article is all about, decentralized exchanges.
DEXs.
Exactly. And token launches. And like a whole new way to spot opportunities. Or at least that's what they claim.
Well, that's quite the combo.
Yeah.
I'm definitely curious to hear more about their approach.
Me too. And I think what's really fascinating here is like Av AI is really tapping into this desire that so many traders have, like for more control, more transparency.
Yeah, I can see that. This whole idea of like, hey, you don't have to rely on traditional institutions anymore, it's definitely appealing to a lot of people.
Totally. Like you can trade directly with others on your own terms.
Exactly. Cut out the middleman.
Okay, so let's break this down a bit, shall we?
Let's do it.
So Av AI starts by talking about decentralized exchanges or DEXs.
Right, DX.
And they paint this picture of like peer-to-peer trading, no middlemen, enhanced security. It almost sounds too good to be true.
Yeah, it's definitely a big shift from the way most people are used to trading, with those big centralized exchanges.
So how is it different?
Well, think of it like this. With a DEX, you hold your own assets. You're trading directly with someone else on the blockchain. There's no central authority controlling everything.
So less risk of things going wrong, someone running off with your crypto.
Exactly. That's the idea, anyway.
Okay, I can see the appeal in that.
Yeah, and Av AI actually gives some great examples of popular DEXs,
Oh, like what?
like Uniswap
Okay, I've heard of Uniswap.
and PancakeSwap.
PancakeSwap, what's that?
It's another DEX. They're both, what are they called? Oh, right. They're called Automated Market Makers, AMMs for short.
Okay, automated market makers, huh? Now, I've heard that term thrown around, but I'll be honest, it sounds kind of intimidating. What does that even mean for someone who isn't, a blockchain expert?
Sure. Well, imagine a digital marketplace, right, where prices are set not by like some central authority, but by algorithms. Algorithms that respond to supply and demand.
So, like a self-governing marketplace, but for crypto.
You got it. And no need for those traditional order books or matching systems you see on centralized exchanges.
Interesting. So it all just happens automatically on the blockchain.
Yep. Which makes it much more efficient and way more accessible.
Okay, that makes sense.
And it gets even more interesting. Av AI also mentions Radium.
Radium.
Okay. And what's special about Radium?
Well, Radium operates on the Solana blockchain,
Solana, right.
which means it's known for its speed and like incredibly low transaction fees.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can see why that would be a big deal for traders who need things to happen fast.
Absolutely. Especially if you're doing like tons of trades. Those fees can add up quickly.
So, are there like other types of DEXs out there too?
There are. Av AI mentions one called Juniper.
Juniper. Okay.
And Juniper is all about cross-chain compatibility,
Cross-chain, meaning.
meaning it can connect different blockchain ecosystems. Like you can trade a much wider range of tokens without being limited to a single blockchain.
So it's like the bridge between different crypto worlds.
Yeah, exactly.
That sounds crucial.
Definitely. As the crypto world keeps expanding with all these new blockchains popping up, platforms like Juniper are going to be vital in connecting those different ecosystems.
Now, things get really interesting here because Av AI mentions these token launch platforms, Pump.Fun and Moonshot.
Pump.Fun and Moonshot.
Yeah, and they seem to be catering to this whole meme coin craze.
Oh, meme
It
coins.
just feels like the Wild West of crypto,
High risk, high reward.
Yeah, and maybe a touch of gambling.
Well, there's definitely an element of speculation involved, that's for sure. But you have to remember, right? Early access to tokens that explode in popularity can lead to some huge gains.
Oh, absolutely.
But the key is to be informed and understand the risks you're taking.
So it's not just blindly chasing hype.
No. While these platforms definitely offer some incredible opportunities, it's essential to do your research.
Like, really understand what you're investing in.
Yes, because not every meme coin is going to be the next Dogecoin or Shiba Inu.
So it sounds like you need a certain mindset to succeed in this space.
For sure. You need risk tolerance, a knack for spotting trends, and the ability to filter genuine potential from, well, fleeting hype. It's not for the faint of heart.
Now, Av AI gets a bit critical of existing platforms like DeckScreener, BullX, and GMGN.
Really? What do they say?
Well, they argue that these platforms aren't doing enough to help traders find those hidden gem alpha opportunities. What do you think? Are they being too harsh, or is there something to their critique?
I think it's more about different approaches and like target audiences. Those platforms definitely serve a purpose, like aggregating data, tracking new token pairs. That's all valuable stuff. But Av AI, they're laser-focused on a specific niche.
Oh, okay. Like what?
Traders who are actively seeking out those under-the-radar opportunities, those who need really advanced tools to spot them early.
And speaking of spotting alpha, that's a term that gets thrown around a lot in the crypto world. Can you break it down for our listeners who might not be familiar with it?
Sure. Alpha basically refers to excess returns, like returns you can earn above the market average. It's about finding investments that outperform the rest. And in the crypto world, it's often associated with, identifying those hidden gems before they explode in popularity.
So alpha is like finding those golden nuggets before the gold rush hits.
That's a perfect
I
analogy.
like it.
And Av AI claims their platform can help you do just that.
Bold claim.
Right. And they go on to argue that they do it better than anyone else. They emphasize their ability to spot alpha early on, like even before it shows up on those other platforms we were talking about.
Okay, so how do they do it? What sets them apart from the competition?
Their key selling point is their ability to combine data from both DAKEX and token launch platforms.
Interesting.
Yeah, and they pull it all into a single user-friendly interface. So their users get a much more holistic view of the market. They can see all these subtle signals that might indicate a potential alpha opportunity, connections that other platforms might miss.
So it's like they're connecting the dots between all this different data, finding patterns that others might overlook.
Exactly. They're trying to see the bigger picture. And they don't just stop at new token pairs either. They're also highlighting the potential for what they call repumping in older tokens.
Repumping. Okay, now there's another term I haven't heard before. What in the world does repumping mean?
Well, it refers to price movements in tokens that have been around for a while, maybe even ones that have been, forgotten about. Sometimes these tokens experience a sudden surge in price, often driven by like renewed interest or some kind of new development.
So, like finding a vintage treasure that's suddenly back in fashion.
Exactly. And Av AI suggests that their platform can help you identify these repumping opportunities by analyzing historical data, trading patterns and potential catalysts that might trigger that price surge.
Interesting. So they're not just about chasing the latest hype.
No.
They're encouraging a more nuanced approach to trading, one that involves recognizing value in what others might just dismiss.
Absolutely. And for experienced traders who understand, market cycles and patterns, this could be a huge advantage.
Okay, so we've got DAXs changing how people trade, token launches offering this wild ride of potential, and Av AI positioning itself as the solution that brings it all together. But what does this actually mean for our listeners, the everyday crypto enthusiasts out there?
That's the real question, isn't it? With so much information swirling around, how do you decide which platforms and strategies are actually right for you, for your goals? Do you jump into this fast-paced world of DEXs? Do you take a chance on a token launch? Or do you explore a platform like Av AI that claims to have it all figured out? That's what we're here to help you figure out.
It's a lot to unpack, and we're just getting started. When we come back, we're going to take a much closer look at Av AI's platform.
We'll explore its features, talk about the potential benefits, and see if we can spot any red flags you should be aware of.
Stick around, it's going to get interesting. Welcome back. Last time we talked about decentralized exchanges,
It's
DEXs,
okay, yeah.
and the rise of those token launch platforms.
Right.
And then there's this intriguing platform called Av AI that kind of wants to be like the bridge between all of
Yeah,
it.
wants to bring it all together.
So now let's like roll up our sleeves and actually get hands-on with Av AI, right?
Let's dive in, see what they're really all about.
Oh, because they talk a big game about empowering traders,
Yeah.
but I'm curious to see how that actually like plays out in their platform.
Yeah, does it live up to the hype? Well,
Exactly.
Av AI really emphasizes three key pillars,
Oh, okay. Like what?
enhanced data access,
Oh, okay.
spotting alpha early, and going beyond new pairs. We touched on these like conceptually before,
Right.
but now let's actually see how they translate into like real features and functionality.
Yeah, let's get specific.
Exactly.
So let's start with data access,
Yeah.
okay? They say they've integrated multiple DEXs across different blockchains.
Right.
Is that just a fancy way of saying they, like, pull data from a bunch of different sources?
Well, yeah, it is about aggregation, but it's also, like, how they present it, you know,
uh-huh.
and the user experience.
Okay.
Imagine this. A single dashboard.
Okay.
It shows you real-time price feeds.
Wow.
Trading volume.
Okay.
Liquidity information from all those different DEXs.
That's a lot.
Yeah. No more jumping between, like, a dozen different platforms.
Oh, right? I hate doing that.
It's all right there in front of you.
Streamlined. Exactly.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah.
What about this whole spotting alpha early thing?
Right, spotting alpha.
How does EVAI actually help you do that?
So they've added these dedicated sections.
Okay.
For newly launched projects,
yes.
Specifically on Pump.Fun and Moonshot,
right.
Which, you know, suggests they're really actively monitoring those platforms for potential opportunities.
So it's not just a fire hose of data.
No. There's some curation happening behind the scenes.
Interesting. But how do they decide, like, which tokens are worth highlighting?
Right, right. Are they using AI human analysts?
Yeah. Like, what's the secret sauce?
Well, they haven't explicitly revealed their methodology.
Oh, really?
Which, you know, from a competitive standpoint, makes sense.
Yeah, of course. But it's safe to assume they're using some form of algorithmic analysis, maybe combined with some, like, sentiment analysis from social media and other sources.
So they're trying to, like, pick up on those early whispers of excitement before a token explodes.
Exactly. They're looking for those subtle signals that often precede a big price move, giving their users a chance to get in early, you know, before the hype train really leaves the station.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
So we've talked about data access, spotting alpha early. Now let's tackle this going beyond new pairs concept.
Right. Going beyond new pairs.
AI seems to be making a pretty big deal about this. Why is it so important?
Because there's this misconception that alpha can only be found in, like, brand new tokens.
Oh, okay.
But experienced traders, they know that price movements in, like, older tokens,
right,
established tokens, those can present some really amazing opportunities.
Especially those that have been, like, dormant for a while. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's like finding that vintage treasure that's suddenly back in style.
I love that analogy.
Yeah. And AvAI claims their platform can help you spot these merfumping opportunities.
Rethumping.
By, you know, tracking historical data, analyzing trading patterns, maybe identifying catalysts that might trigger that resurgence in price.
So they're not just about chasing the newest, shiniest thing.
No. They're about recognizing value in what's been overlooked, what's been forgotten.
This is pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's a multifaceted approach.
But let's be honest. Is AvAI actually legit?
Right.
Everyone's promising alpha these days. How do we know they're not just another, you know, overhyped platform?
That's the million-dollar question, right, us? And unfortunately, there's no easy answer. It's important to approach any platform that's, you know, promising these extraordinary returns with a healthy dose of skepticism.
So we're not saying that AvAI is, like, the holy grail of crypto trading.
Absolutely not. What we're doing here is exploring their claims, analyzing their approach.
Right.
And giving you the information you need to make your own informed decision.
Yeah, we're equipping you with the tools, right?
Exactly.
To think critically, ask the right questions,
right,
and decide if AI, you know, aligns with your personal trading style.
Your risk tolerance, all of that.
Right, because at the end of the day, there's no, like, one-size-fits-all solution in the crypto world.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
The best platform is the one that helps you achieve your own individual goals.
Okay, fair enough. So we've looked at the features,
right,
potential benefits.
Yeah.
But what about the red flags? Are there any warning signs we should be aware of?
Well, there are always risks involved with any investment, especially in crypto.
Of course.
One thing that might give some people pause is the lack of transparency, you know, when it comes to AI's alpha spotting methodology.
Yeah, it's kind of like a black box, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, they're understandably protective of their algorithms.
Sure.
But it would be more reassuring if they shed a little more light on how they work.
Right. So, to a certain extent, we're taking them at their word.
To a degree, yes. But it's also about, like, tracking their performance over time.
Mm-hmm.
Are users actually finding those alpha opportunities?
Right.
Are they generating positive returns?
Yeah.
That's what will ultimately determine their credibility.
It's like any new product or service, really. Their reputation will be built on those consistent results.
Exactly.
Are there any other, like, red flags we should keep an eye out for?
I think it's always wise to be wary of platforms that you know, make those exaggerated claims.
Right.
Promise guaranteed returns.
Yeah. If it sounds too good to be true.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as a risk-free investment, you know. Anyone who tells you otherwise is probably not being entirely straight with you.
Okay, so a healthy dose of skepticism is always a good thing. But let's, like, flip the script for a moment, right?
Okay.
What excites you about AI? What makes you think they might actually be onto something, you know, special?
Honestly, what intrigues me most is their focus on data aggregation and analysis.
Okay, yeah.
That idea of having one platform that gives you this, like, comprehensive view of the whole decentralized exchange landscape.
Yeah.
It's incredibly appealing.
It's like having a bird's eye view of the entire crypto ecosystem all in one place.
Exactly.
That's powerful.
And I also appreciate, you know, their emphasis on identifying those to pumping opportunities.
Yeah.
And those older tokens.
Right. It challenges that assumption that alpha can only be found in, like, the newest, flashiest projects.
Right, right. They're encouraging a more sophisticated, nuanced approach to trading.
Yeah.
One that, you know, goes beyond just chasing hype.
I like that.
And their mobile app, if they actually execute it well,
yeah,
could be a game changer for traders who are, you know, always on the go.
Right. Always connected.
Imagine being able to, like, monitor your portfolio, track market movements, even execute trades from your phone.
Okay.
All while using, you know, AI's data-driven insights.
It's like having a personal crypto trading assistant, right?
That's the vision, yeah.
In your pocket.
Exactly. And it definitely speaks to, like, the growing demand for accessibility and mobility in the crypto space.
Okay, so we've gone from the, like, theoretical foundations, you know, DEXs, token launches. Right.
To the practical features.
Yes.
Potential red flags of AVI's platform.
Absolutely. We've covered a lot of ground.
We have.
When we come back, we'll take a step back and look at the broader implications of AVI's approach.
Okay. That's good.
What does it mean for the future of crypto trading? How might it impact the way we, you know, discover and evaluate opportunities?
Yeah. And most importantly, how can you, the listener, use this information to navigate this, you know, evolving landscape? And make those informed decisions that align with your personal goals.
Lots to think about.
Stick around for the grand finale. Okay, we're back, ready to wrap up our deep dive into universal data access in crypto.
Let's do it.
We've explored the ins and outs of AVE AI, you know?
Yeah, their claims, potential red flags, all that good stuff.
So let's zoom out a bit. Look at the bigger picture.
Okay, sounds good.
What could this all mean, right, for the future of crypto trading? Like, really?
Well, imagine a trading landscape, right?
Okay.
Where information flows freely, insights are driven by data.
Right. And opportunities, both new and old, are constantly, like, being unearthed.
Okay.
This could lead to, like, a much more efficient market, a more transparent market, maybe even, dare I say, a more democratic market.
So it's not just about, like, making money. It's about leveling the playing field.
That's definitely a big part of the narrative, empowering those individual traders, right?
Yeah.
Giving them access to the same tools and insights that were once, you know, only available to those big institutional investors.
Right, right. And what about the impact on, like, how we discover new tokens? Because right now it feels like this chaotic mix of, you know, social media hype, influencer shilling, and maybe a little bit of luck.
Yeah. It can definitely feel that way sometimes.
Could AVE AI's approach change that?
Well, that's the hope, right?
Yeah.
By combining data from DEXs and token launch platforms, you know, with their own analysis, they aim to create a more objective way to identify, like, promising projects. It's like, imagine having a filter that helps you separate the, you know, the signal from all that noise.
So instead of relying on those meme-fueled tweets,
right, right,
you could have a platform that says, hey, based on these concrete metrics, this token is showing real potential.
Exactly. It could shift the focus from pure speculation, you know,
yeah,
to a more informed, more analytical approach.
That makes sense. But wouldn't that take some of the fun out of it? Like, part of the allure of crypto is that wild, wild west, anything goes atmosphere.
Oh, for sure. And there will always be a part of the market that thrives on that.
Yeah. You
know, that speculative energy.
Right.
But as the market matures, we're seeing this growing demand for, you know, more structure.
Mm.
For tools and platforms that provide that data-driven approach.
Okay, so it's about, like, catering to different needs and risk appetites.
Exactly.
Gotcha. But here's a thought. If platforms like AVE AI become, like, the go-to source for discovering new tokens, wouldn't that give them a huge amount of influence?
That's a really important point. And it raises some concerns, right, about potential bias or manipulation.
Oh, absolutely.
If a platform is essentially, like, responsible for highlighting certain tokens,
yeah.
how can we be sure their selection process is fair, impartial?
It kind of reminds me of that whole algorithm problem we see with social media, you know?
Yeah.
Are we just creating a new kind of filter bubble, but in the crypto world?
The key to avoiding that is transparency and accountability.
Yeah.
Users need to understand how these platforms work, what metrics they're using, how their algorithms are designed. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe open source code, independent audits, things like that could build trust.
So it's not just about the technology itself.
Right.
It's about how it's developed, governed, used responsibly.
Exactly. And this is where the crypto community has, you know, a huge role to play. Mm-hmm. By asking tough questions, demanding that transparency, holding these platforms accountable. You know, we can help shape the future of crypto trading in a way that benefits everyone.
It's a good reminder that even in this, you know, decentralized world, we still need those checks and balances, right? That critical thinking.
For sure.
And a healthy dose of skepticism never hurts. But let's not, like, dwell on the potential pitfalls, you know? What excites you about this evolving landscape?
Honestly, what excites me is the constant innovation, the drive toward, you know, greater accessibility, empowerment. You see DX is challenging those centralized exchanges. Token launch platforms are democratizing access to early stage investments. And platforms like AveAI are trying to make sense of it all, you know?
Yeah.
Giving traders the tools they need to navigate this complex, ever-changing world.
It feels like we're witnessing like the birth of a whole new financial system, one that's built on transparency, community, and the power of, you know, decentralized technology.
It's an exciting time to be a part of this space, that's for sure.
Well said. And to our listeners, we hope this deep dive has, you know, sparked your curiosity, given you some valuable insights. The world of DXs, token launches, platforms like AveAI, it's complex, right? It's constantly evolving. But with the right knowledge and a critical mindset, you can navigate this landscape, discover those opportunities that, you know, align with your goals. Remember, knowledge is power, especially in the crypto world. So keep exploring, stay informed, and as always, happy trading.